we continue to have an issue that needs to be addressed because there aren't procedures to evaluate how those permits are granted right now. And in the case of parades, they're free. In the case of downtown street closures, they cost $75. And so there needs to be guidelines, it seems to me, for how those things are done, or we're going to get events downtown that we're not going to like so much, right? We had a citizen stand up and talk about the presence of hate groups downtown. And I can remember I lived in the Ann Arbor area through the 80s and the 90s. And in the 90s, it used to be that the Ku Klux Klan would come and assemble at the Ann Arbor Library and at one time at Ann Arbor City Hall. And I actually was in the group that was outside the fence protesting that. It was one of the most absurd things I ever saw. You know, that there was a chain link fence around City Hall and the Ku Klux Klan was inside of it. And the reason that happened is because there wasn't any reason to say no. And there weren't barriers of entry to keep them from being able to do that. And I don't want something like that to happen here.